Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm John Ryan and this is Pod Roast. This week, ever wanted to get active in mold? Cheap gag, but now there's a podcast to help you. And the Natural History Museum solves some wildlife crimes. Now, sometimes I audition a podcast for Pod Roast and I like it too much to give me the inspiration to be childish about it. Well, the Natural History Museum in London is where the dinosaurs hang out. Apparently, it's also got some other animals in it too. And now it also has some not-so-endangered podcast producers. Wild Crimes is a new series about, well, wildlife crimes. Episodes go further than the ones we know about, like elephant tusks, though. Even post-COVID, pangolins are the world's most trafficked mammal, I found out listening to this. You'd think chameleons, perhaps, would be able to fit in anywhere, but the pet trade treats them very badly. And the latest episode deals with what they say is Europe's biggest wildlife crime. What do you think that is? Have a think, and I'll tell you later. So, in Pod Roast, in recent weeks, we've uncovered the rich seam of terrible local authority podcasts, from Surrey to Chesterfield to Birmingham. How good of them all to invest our hard-earned tax dollar, not in independent producers who know how to make radio, like me, for example, lols, but in some perfunctory audio kit and no training in how to use it. This week, it's time to shine a light on North Wales, Flintshire to be exact, which has launched 6 half-hours on how to get your arse off the sofa. Active Flintshire tells us it'll detail a range of activities and experiences which can be enjoyed within the county, with each episode focusing on a specific interest. In the first episode, Mould Golf Club gets bigged up. A commercial interest, having survived everything thrown at it since 1909, makes it an unusual choice, but fair enough. As one website reviewer says, no weak hole and a wide range of challenges, which sounds like a dream billing for me. Active Flintshire begins with a nondescript synth theme, as so many do. This one in particular sounds like a cat strolling along a keyboard, thinking it's Avicii. With all the musical precision of a journalist, the theme dips in volume before the melody kicks in, and there's a good couple of seconds before we hear the introduction. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Active Flintshire podcast, says Josh Morris, but with all the enthusiasm of a man being led to the gallows. He tells us we're going to meet Debbie Barton, the manager at the golf club. She first got involved with playing golf at an early age, joining the club aged just 6, says the inelegant script. Josh describes it as a very sociable and relaxed sport. I remember Mark Twain calling it a good walk spoiled. He then gives us all the leaden cake and none of the icing, reading out the club's web address before our curiosity's even raised. He even tells us to head on over to, as an expression no one's ever used in real life, to head on over to explore_Flintshire on Instagram, which does at least sound more compelling than regular Flintshire. Then he tells us, I'll be back at the end with more information about giving golf a go. Katowice returns inexplicably for a few seconds, still too low in the mix, so from now on let's call him Deaf Katowice. Then it cuts to the Zoom call Josh had with Debbie, without even editing off the first question, so we get yet another cue into her. It's a 20-second cue and it's got 10 errs in it that I count. Josh, love, it's not a crime to err a lot, but this is your opening link. You've already bored us into submission with your URLs and your red punctuation. De-erring is one of the sound editor's precious gifts and so easy to learn. Please tell the boss you need a producer or some training if they want you to be Zoe Ball in between sending out press releases about the mayor. And yes, I did say Zoom. I have a theory about podcast producers. They either throw too much sound at me, effects, footsteps, phrases of jazz for me to have a think, I'm looking at you, NPR. Or like Flintshire County Council, ignore ambient sound altogether. You're in mould. Your guest is in mould. Your podcast is about being active. In between all the years, you tell us you're thinking about playing golf yourself. So how much cooler would it be if you recorded all of this on location? The sounds of the wildlife, the course, and the fresh air. Paint a picture for me if you're making a podcast. When you're describing a location, nothing beats being at that location. Anyway, finally we get to Debbie, and you know what? She's good. She rattles through her biography. Sounds lovely. Slightly like she's being paid by the word, maybe. Could do with a slight filleting, but she's an engaging guest. There's even a COVID angle. She's let life stop her playing in her 50s, but the pandemic's reset her thoughts about leisure, and she's getting back into it. A very early follow-up question from Josh. 15 on this occasion, if I'm counting properly. Flintshire is beautiful, and Debbie talks about the other clubs and the local scenery. She talks about how golfers travel from the northwest, Cheshire, Liverpool, to be members to play in Mould for that reason. They've got members from 4 to 94 and welcome total beginners. I think I'd sooner replace my eyeballs with golf balls than actually play around. That's play around, not play around. But Debbie almost sounds like she could persuade me. That's despite Josh's rambly questions, which she gamely responds to in that spin doctor's way of using any question to give the answer you want to give anyway. Corona has delivered 2.3 million new golfers to the game, apparently. Our post-pandemic resetting makes us ask questions about our health and leisure time. There's a 10% increase in membership here in North Wales alone. Golf's well served by virus restrictions after all, she tells us. Gentle exercise, great scenery, and lots of fun. Jesus, Debbie, you nearly made me interested for a second. Finally, back to the Natural History Museum and Europe's biggest wildlife crime. Did you guess? Smuggling eels. Is that an eel in your pocket, sir? Or are you just pleased to see me? Criminal gangs are smuggling up to 350 million live eels from Europe to Asia every year. It's a fascinating story, unexpectedly. Yes, there are pedantic things I could say about the structure of this one and the writing, but I won't, as I rather liked Wild Crimes from the Natural History Museum. Give it a go. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed for Podroast. This week with active Flintshire from the County Council. I listen to that so you don't have to. And the surprisingly excellent Wild Crimes from the Natural History Museum.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.